This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've still got 8 weeks, give or take, until winter is officially here, but this much we already know. Staying warm this year is going to be expensive. Natural gas was up 12% today. 12% just today. Propane's up, heating oil is up, multi-year highs, and expected to stay there. Marketplace's Samantha Fields is on energy for us today.
That combination of colder temperatures and higher energy prices means a lot more people may be facing some difficult choices soon.
They call it the heat or eat dilemma.
Diana Hernandez is at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health.
When winter heating costs are high, it's also very commonplace for people to start to pull back on other consumables.
Like food. This is known as energy insecurity, and Hernandez says it affects 1 in 3 U.S. households. When energy prices are high, heating bills tend to go up the most for people who live in poorly insulated, inefficient homes, says Ariel Drehobel at the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy.
Low-income households and communities of color, especially Black and brown households, are much more likely to live in older buildings that are less efficient, that require more energy to keep them safely heated and cooled.
There's a federal program called LIHEAP to help people who are struggling to afford their energy bills. But Michelle Graff at Cleveland State University says it's historically underfunded.
And typically they're only able to help between 20 and 25% of the income eligible population.
She'd like to see more funding for LIHEAP, but there's also a lot more to be done, says Ariel Drehobel at the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy.
We really need to look to solutions such as energy efficiency and weatherization to help folks who, already have high bills.
And lower those bills in the long term. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.